This episode of Who Really Cares is brought to you by Toolbox Studio Salon, a full-service salon located in Cincinnati, Ohio. No matter what your needs are, they got you covered. Haircuts for both men and women, color, hair extensions, manicures, pedicures, eyelash extensions, on-location bridal services, and even permanent makeup. Visit Toolbox Studio Salon for all your beauty needs, and best of all, you can book all of your appointments online 24 hours a day at toolboxstudiosalon.com. Or you can call 513-979-3203. Mention Who Really Cares when you're booking any permanent makeup service or bridal service through December 31st, 2019, and you can receive up to $50 off your purchase. Some restrictions do apply. Man, we're going, baby. Episode 6, Who Really Cares? What's up, my people? Appreciate y'all tuning in. Podcast is growing a little bit. I enjoy that. I'm liking that a lot. Liking that from you guys. If you haven't subscribed on Apple, subscribe. Leave me a review. 5 stars would be great, but you know what? Be honest. You know, I'm sure a lot of you would get 6 or 7 stars if it was possible, but 5 stars will do. Also leave a comment on there or DM me or something if you want to hear me talk about something specific or interview somebody specific or interview you. You know, I don't mind it. Whatever you want to do, reach out to me. Let's chat. Let's shoot the shit a little bit, you know. But yeah, dude, podcast is growing, man. These demographics have kind of blown my mind a little bit, dude. We're actually in 11 states. We've been listened to, downloaded and listened to in 11 states, man, which is pretty crazy because I just started this, I don't know, like 3 weeks ago, I think. So that's pretty cool, man. Excited about it. It's fun. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. Leave me a review, man. If you leave me a review and you said something on there, let me know where you're listening. That'd be great. I'd love to hear it. You know, like I said, we're in 11 states. You know, I got Ohio's the big one, Cincinnati, Cleves, Dayton, Columbus, Cleveland, Hamilton, Westerville. Shout out to those cities in Ohio, especially Cincinnati. California, that's a big state for me. Thank you, Jordan. Shout out to Jordan. Santa Monica, Oakland, Los Angeles, Michigan, man. You know, Howell and Clinton Township. I like that a lot. Lake Jackson, Texas, baby. Texas. Lake Jackson, Texas. Texas forever. I like that. Keep listening down there in Texas, baby. Newport, Kentucky. Shout out Newport right over the river. New Albany, Indiana, man. That's cool. Shout out Indiana. I spent a lot of time in Indiana. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Yeah, that's cool. I like that a lot. Philly. Shout out Philly. Shout out Ed Bassmaster. Mechanicsville, Virginia. I like that too. You know, dude, Mechanicsville, man. I feel like with a name like that, you guys just you almost have to have like some sort of surplus or surplus is a good word of mechanics just working there or something, or I don't know, it just seems right, but anyways, Minneapolis, Minnesota, huh? I like that, dude. Shout out Minnesota. It's cold. I've been there. Orlando, Florida. Shout out Florida. Shout out Orlando. And then Chicago, Illinois. My Red Legs are playing Chicago this week, man. Shout out Chicago. I'm going to Chicago, I think, in October. So that'll be cool. First time in Chicago. That'll be fun. I'm excited for that, dude. Work sending me there. It'll be a good time. What do we got today, man, dude? The NFL kicked off, dude. Talk a little NFL, a little college football, too, dude. Big football guy here. Big football guy. Big football pizza guy, too. And wings, man. Shout out Wild Mike's, Cincinnati. Actually, west side of Cincinnati, Wild Mike's. Best wings you can get. Sponsor me, Wild Mikes. Let's do it. No, dude. Football's going, dude. You know, being a Cincinnati guy, I'm by default a Bengals fan. You know, got a new head coach this year, but, you know, we're off to kind of a rocky start, man. Off to a rocky start. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. We got a 0-2, man. Tough start. But, you know, season's long, man. I think they played well against Seattle. Defense looked good, but God darn, baby. Last Sunday, man. Tell you what. 49ers came in here and spanked that ass, dude. I mean, it wasn't even close. Didn't look good, man. Didn't look good at all. But NFL, dude, I love watching NFL games, college football. College football is always fun. It's just the energy that it brings when you're watching it. Even going to some games, man, it's just a good time. I haven't been to a football game in a long time, man. But I'm about to get up there to the old Nippert Stadium in Clifftown, baby. Watch my Bearcats go play a little foosball. That'd be fun. That'd be real fun. But yeah, dude, podcast is growing, man. We're having a good time. Like I said, man, send me a message. Shoot out to me at Jake Witzkin on Instagram. Jordan's running the Twitter. Jordan's running the Twitter. We got at WRC Podcast on Twitter. So shout out to everyone following me already. But if you're not, follow me on there, man. Reach out to me too. We can chat. I'll get you on here. I can get you long distance. It don't matter. Wherever you're at. But yeah, it's growing. I'm working on getting. One of my biggest guests so far is kind of in the works right now. So that'll be cool. I'm really working on that. Hopefully episode seven or eight. We'll have him on here. That'll be probably a longer, more in-depth type of interview one like we've done before. Like similar to episode one and then kind of with episode five. But that'll be cool because he's kind of a, I guess you would say he's like a social media kind of personality because he's kind of getting big in the fitness game, which is real cool, man. I like that stuff a lot. I like talking about that stuff. I like fitness related stuff. I'm kind of fell off my game this year, but things have been a little crazy. But I've been bad about it. I need to get back on my game. But yeah, look out for that episode. I'll be announcing some stuff on my Instagram and on Twitter and stuff like that when we finally kind of dial that in. But yeah, I'm excited about it, dude. But getting back to the kind of task at hand, man, dude. Football is going and I am loving it, man. All day Saturday, all day Sunday. I don't care who's playing. I'm typically watching. It is such, I get like a thrill out of it, man. Like I said, my 49ers, or the Bengals whooped up my, by the 49ers, 41-17, smoked out of the gym, man, or field, whatever. Not good at all. What else we got here? Yeah, man. Lions beat the Chargers. Packers beat the Vikings. Colts over Titans. Patriots smoked the Dolphins, man. Y'all might as well fold. 43-0. Bills over Giants. Seahawks over the Steelers. Hell yeah. Shout out Seahawks. Can't stand the Steelers. Big Ben's hurt. Cowboys over the Redskins. Ravens over Cardinals. Ravens are a tough squad this year, man. Texans over Jaguars. 13-12. Wow. That's terrible. 28-10. Chiefs over the Raiders. 16-14, Bears over the Broncos, 27-9, Rams over Saints. Shout out Drew Brees, man. Hurt his hand or broke his thumb or something, dude. Dude's 40 years old and still just out there balling, so hopefully he gets back on his game soon. But yeah, Falcons beat the Eagles and the Browns whooped up on the Jets, man. Gary Vee was pretty pissed about that. I saw that. That's pretty funny. But if you're not into sports, disregard everything I just said. I apologize. I'm just excited, man. I like having this stuff back in season, you know? And like I said, college football stuff. I love a good Saturday night primetime game, college football, man. Nothing gets you more fired up than that. I love that. I love that atmosphere. You know, 100,000, 110,000 strong, just drunk, hammered, drunk. I love that. Love that a lot. But anyways, what else? Kind of get this intro going today. Riding solo. That's cool. You know, we're bouncing around. The best part about my show is that the Who Really Cares thing is kind of like my brand, I guess you would say. Because I don't actually have like a topic. I mean, it's under the comedy category because I like to think I'm funny and I like to think the things I do are funny. If they ain't funny to you, well, I don't know what to tell you, but I think it is, whatever. But, man, it's just, it's crazy right now, man. I just like, I like the fact that I can just kind of jump on here solo, or I can have a guest, or we can do short bits, or we can do, you know, funny stuff, interviews. I can talk about football. I mean, whatever I want to do, I do it. I think that's cool, man. Always keeping a twist on what's going on, keeping you guys interested. So that's fun. But Jordan will be on. I think Jordan will be on the next one or two episodes too. Apparently he's been real busy. I mean, I don't know how busy he actually is, but he kind of gives me that BS thing where he's acts like he's all busy and he really ain't. It's kind of one of them things, kind of like what I talked about in episode two and Nothing But Time. But, you know, he says, I'm busy with school. Yeah, whatever. And then he's spending time with his girlfriend like a freaking idiot. Okay. I don't know. But he'll be on here soon, I'm sure. He'll be on here a lot, like we've said. But looks like to me that he sent a little voice message. Let me pull that up here and see what this cat had to say. It's only three seconds long. Okay, let's see what he had to say.
Get the hell out of there.
Okay, that just pissed me right off. How you about to send that to me like that, dude? Oh, man. He's going to get an earful from me. Like, trying to act like he's funny. We've been over this. We've been over this many times, and even on this show. Okay? And that was kind of funny a little bit, but only because you used an Ed Bassmaster line. Okay? But the fact that you took that time out of your day to do that, you know what? I appreciate it, Jordan. It pissed me off a little bit. I thought it was going to be something different, but that makes sense, that being only 3 seconds long, that's what came out of that. God, that pissed me right off. Oh, God. Anyways, dude, we got a lot of cool stuff going on. Been busy, got all these projects bouncing around, trying to promote the podcast. You know, hey, speaking of these voice messages, dude, and then speaking of, you know, reaching out to me about topics and interviews and stuff, if you guys want to send a voice message or something like that too, and then I can answer it on here, I can do that. I can, you can DM me, or, hey, you can DM me on Instagram or something, or if you know me personally, send me a text, and, I'll guide you on how you can do that. That'd be cool too. I'm down for that. You know, it's kind of what this episode's about, man. It's kind of promoting the future of it. You know, we've got five episodes in. This is episode six. Five full episodes been out, you know, and they've done well. But yeah, dude, if you guys got something, let's chat, man. I really want to do that. That'd be fun. Anyways, let's see what else we got here. Current events, man. What do we got that's new? What do we got? What do we got? What do we got? Because, you know, we talked a lot about the Space Force. Dude, that Space Force stuff, man, is so funny. It is so funny. I got a lot of people text me about that, too, when me and AJ put that out, because how relevant it is. You know, like I said, current events are fun and stuff like that because how relevant they usually are. Try to do it, you know, 2 weeks prior to this or whatever. And the Space Force thing, man. I mean, come on. Who actually thinks that that's like that's whatever. God. Okay, here's an article about homelessness in California. So this, you know, my number two state as far as listens is California, dude. I'll tell you what, I've been there. The homelessness is absurd, dude. It is insane. I can't believe that many people just pitch tents wherever the hell they want. Right on a damn street corner, man. They got Tent City. Under bridges, it don't even matter. It doesn't matter where you're at. It could be like a residential neighborhood and there's a fucking tent on the corner of the road. I mean, these people, it's insane. Anyone who lives there that's listening knows how crazy it is. But people who haven't been there, dude, when they say that is like, I think it's like the number one homelessness area in the country. But dude, no doubt in my mind it is. It is insane, man. I would say got to be like a million of them, probably just in LA alone. I bet you, dude. There's so many of them, man. It is absurd the amount of homeless people that live there. It's like after a while, I don't know. It's kind of a weird debate, dude. I think when people are homeless, it's kind of, I mean, I'm not going to say it's your fault because that ain't the case, but I don't know, dude. It's just, it's not always the case. At least sometimes it is, you know, where someone doesn't have any work ethic or whatever, but I don't know, man. These homeless people, dude, just sometimes it don't make sense to me. A lot of times too, these people begging aren't even homeless. You know, like I said before, I like the entrepreneurial spirit, you know, but the amount of people that are homeless in California, man, it's absurd. And, you know, something needs to be done about it, but it's just like, I don't get how you guys become, how that many become homeless. I know it's expensive as hell to live out there. No doubt it is. And I know it's hard to make it in the entertainment industry. No doubt it is. But after a while, I think before you make it to that homeless stage, wouldn't you just realize, you know, hey, this ain't for me. Let me go do, I don't know, man. Let's, you know, maybe you want to teach, you know, shout out to the teachers out there. Maybe you like farming, man. There's a lot of farms in California. I don't know, man. Maybe you want to be an accountant. You know, that's what I'm in right now. Maybe you want to start podcasting like I'm doing. I mean, believe me, there ain't much money in it right now, but most, at least for me, it ain't. But hey, that's cool. We do it for fun. But, you know, eventually you got to realize before you get that, like, at that level of homelessness, that you got to do something else because it just doesn't, there's no other explanation for that if you ask me. I don't know. You can argue that. If you don't like that, quit listening. If you do like it, I mean, keep listening then. Does that make sense? But yeah, dude, it's insane out there. California's crazy. California's fun now. Hopefully I'll be out there again, you know, next year or something. And we'll do some in-person recordings with Jordan. That'll be fun. Since he won't be as busy or whatever, because he's so busy right now or whatever. But, I mean, he has time to send me these bullshit 3-second clips. And you know what? You can get the hell out of here, buddy. Okay? Be sending me that bullshit, boy. Come on now. It's frustrating. Anyways, dude. But yeah. Dude, what other stuff we got current event-wise? Kind of going off the dome today. I've been behind on creating content for this stuff, so I figured, you know what, I'd just jump down here and start talking about some stuff that's relevant that I've been thinking about today. Speaking of things, dude, okay, speaking of this happened to me today. And I got a good friend from college that is a cycler, okay? And what I mean by that is he like rides them expensive bikes, you know, with like in like triathlons and stuff like that. Cool shit, dude. I like it. But what's the deal with these bikes riding right down the middle of the damn road? Okay, if it ain't got a motor or some sort of powered equipment pushing that thing down there, man, if you can't, okay, let's put it this way. If you can't keep a good 35 mile an hour on a 35 mile an hour, get on a sidewalk, okay? Get over there. Get on the side. If there ain't a sidewalk, don't ride on that road. Game over. Problem solved. Go to a park. Go to a track. I don't know what to do, but get the hell out of the road. Same thing with the walkers, man. If there people do in my neighborhood, there is sidewalks on either side, and you're walking in the road. That makes no sense. Now I got to yield to you because you think that you just own a joint and you can walk wherever you want. There's a sidewalk there. Sidewalk. You walk on it. I don't know. I feel like there's tons of people out there that can relate to that. It's annoying. Can't stand it. Really pisses me off too.
But oh well, man, what are you going to do? Let's keep a little bit more positive note here. I feel like on these solo ones, I'm always like super negative for some weird reason, but that's fine. Kind of going to be a short one today, but kind of around our normal time, which is cool. Like right where I'd like to have them, about a half hour or so. But last thing I kind of want to get into, dude, is I want to check into some stuff I've been waiting to look into until this episode, and that's some of these podcast rankings, dude. Kind of want to see where people are at on these, and like the big name ones, like the Joe Rogan Experience, and those kinds of things here. And let's go. I'm using Chartable.com. I guess that's a pretty reputable source. If it's not, reach out to me. Let me know what it is. But we're going to do Chartable.com, Apple Podcast Rankings, and we're going to go comedy. And let's see here. Oh, dude. Office Ladies, number one. Hell yeah. I love The Office. I've watched it 30 times. Love it. Love it. We'll have to do an episode on The Office. Joe Rogan Experience, number two. That's cool. That makes sense. I mean, I feel like he's always top three in comedy. I wonder, can you search? Yeah, you can. Dude, let's see what we're at on here, man. Who really cares? There it is. Who really cares with Jake Whitson? Let's see. Rank. No shit, dude. No shit. Oh. We're in the top 1,500 in comedy podcasts, baby. And speaking of, we're actually ranked 699. We're in the top 1,500. 699. God. That's crazy, dude. That's really high, but that's really low for me too at the same time. That's fucking awesome. Yeah, dude, that's sweet. Thanks for everyone for listening, man. Tuning in, subscribing, sharing, liking. Keep giving me reviews, man, on Apple. That'll help with that stuff, man. I appreciate that. That's cool, dude. $6.99. Hopefully it keeps climbing. That'd be cool. But yeah, dude, that's that did not expect that. I'll take that all day long, bud. No doubt. We got five episodes out. Here's episode six coming to you. But yeah, man, that's pretty cool. Ranked 699 in the top 1,500, first of all. Ranked 699 in the 1,500. It's pretty sick. But thank you guys for tuning in, sharing, subscribing, liking the show. I've gotten a lot of text and feedback from people saying they liked it, saying they think it's funny. That's cool. That's what I like to hear. Just like I said, when we started off the show, man, give me reviews. Like I said, I know a lot of you guys like to do like 10-star reviews on me and stuff, which would be great, man. I appreciate that. But the max you can do is 5, which sucks. But at the same time, 5 is cool, dude. Do a 5-star review. Leave me a note on there too. Tell me what you liked about it. Tell me what you want to hear about more. Do you like interviews more? Do you like the solo stuff more? Because it'll be mainly solo stuff and interview stuff. I mean, that's kind of where we're heading with this show. But, you know, kind of working out the kinks, seeing what works, seeing what doesn't work. But $6.99 in the top 1,500, man, I'll take that all day long. So obviously you guys are liking it. So leave me a review. Let me know what you guys want to hear. Reach out to me on Instagram at Jake Whitson. Give me a follow. That's where I post a lot of stuff. Follow us on Twitter at WRC Podcast. But yeah, dude, that's just about it, man. Episode 6. Keeping out. Check our social media accounts for episode 7 and 8 and so on, man. Because we got, like I said, episode 7 or 8, I should have a pretty good guest on. So keep an eye out for that. And yeah, man, we'll see you next time. Peace.